And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 74th Assembly District was long held by Democrats until flipping to the GOP after the retirement of Democratic Representative Beth Myers in 2022. She was succeeded by Republican Chance Green of Grandview, who's running for re-election this year. Challenging him is Democrat Gene Bruce of Spooner. The district has a new map this election, placing it mostly inland, stretching from the Minnesota border to the UP, and including Iron, Washburn, and Sawyer counties, and portions of Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, and Burnett counties. We've invited both candidates to Morning Edition, and today Chance Green joins us. Green lives in the town of Grandview. He currently owns both the Pioneer Bar and Cable and Ashland Event Rentals. He previously was the Assistant Director of Public Works in Amory and the Utilities Manager in Ashland, as well as a volunteer firefighter. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Representative Green.
Good morning, Robin. Thank you for having me.
So let's just go right to it. What's the single biggest issue facing the district, and how can the legislature address it?
Gotcha. Well, that's a great question. And I won't lie, a lot of it lies on the federal issues, but a lot of people are concerned about the economy. What we can do at a state level is cut taxes. And it's very cliche of a Republican to say it, but at the end of the day, if I cut taxes down in Madison, it puts more money in constituents' pockets and allows for them to spend it on things that they need to spend money on. So say the car payment, the house payment, the child care, things like that. So it leaves more money for constituents to spend on the everyday needs, especially battling inflation. I think that's the best way the state legislator can combat that. So that's going to be a big focus this next session. And we tried last session. We had four attempts to cut taxes and give tax breaks to the middle class. Unfortunately, those were vetoed by the governor. But at the end of the day, we're not going to stop. But I do believe this is the best relief for constituents in the northern area. And that's what we're going to try to do this next session.
Thank you. I mentioned the district map had been redrawn, but it's still affected by things outside the district. One of those is Enbridge's proposed Line 5 pipeline project. It's also divided the region politically. Do you see any realistic compromise there, or is it simply build it or not?
So as far as I know, Enbridge is moving forward with the project. They've, from last I heard, they were getting approvals for their project to move forward. The DNR oversight and everything like that was coming through. It was a big document. I want to say it was after all the amendments and everything like that. It was almost 10,000 pages, but nonetheless, they're moving forward. And I hope to see that project move forward. If that pipeline shuts down, it's going to drive utility rates through the roof. And I won't lie, they're already high as it is. So I would love to see that reroute completed. The Bad River Tribe has requested that it be removed from their lands, and that's fine. As far as I know, Enbridge is accommodating all those demands. And hopefully, like I said, we can get that reroute done before they have to shut that pipeline down. And that way they can keep the flow of natural gas and crude oil flowing. And we would not see utility rates go up from then. But at the end of the day, if that pipeline shuts down, it's going to affect all of us in a negative way. And we really need to see that reroute happen. And I support that 100%. So.
And thank you. The 74th District is fairly unique in that it's one of only a handful in Wisconsin that borders two other states, in this case, Minnesota and Michigan. Are there things that those states are doing right that Wisconsin isn't and that affect the district's residents? And what would you do to rectify that?
Gotcha. So I've seen a lot, an issue that both Michigan and now Minnesota have passed is legalizing recreational marijuana. We have seen a huge flow of people from Wisconsin. We see a lot of traffic go through to both states when it comes to recreational marijuana. I myself am a little leery of full recreational, but I did support a bill last session that would allow for medicinal use. I do believe there's benefits to medical marijuana. I believe if we start there and allow for people to access that when it comes to healthcare treatment, I think that would be a big win for Wisconsin. But we have, I won't lie, I see a lot of traffic in northern Wisconsin, either headed to Minnesota or Michigan. And if you go through these little border towns, you'll see, especially in Ironwood, Michigan, where a lot of marijuana shops have popped up. And it's definitely an economic driver over there. They're gaining popularity. So it's definitely something that Wisconsin will have to consider in the future. But again, I'm hesitant to dive right in head first. I think starting with medical marijuana would be a more appropriate move. And hopefully we can see something to that this session.
Okay, and thank you. And lastly, is there any Democratic-backed initiative in the legislature that you can get behind? That's keeping in mind that we don't know which party will be in control in the next term.
Gotcha. So I won't lie, I have not seen a lot of things out of the Democratic side this session that I could support. A lot of the things that I've seen Democrats put forth in their bills is more spending. And unfortunately, I don't think that's necessary. Throwing money at the problems that affect Wisconsin residents isn't the answer. Better management, getting rid of some red tape and regulation stuff down there is probably more efficient. And that's what I would like to see. And that's what I'm hoping to do this next session. Just kind of clean up, addressing some DNR concerns when it comes to permitting. We've had a lot of issues when it comes to businesses trying to get permits and building permits and things like that in northern Wisconsin. That's something I'd like to address, as well as, like I said, we need to battle inflation. It's crushing middle-class families up here. And I'm hoping we can get some tax cuts through that'll alleviate some of that stress on these folks. And that's what I'm hoping to focus on in the next session, hopefully after November when we get reelected.
All right. And thank you. We've been speaking with Chance Green of Grandview. He's the Republican incumbent on the ballot for the 74th Wisconsin Assembly seat in November, facing challenger Jean Bruce of Spooner, who's also been invited to make her case here on Morning Edition. Thank you for joining us, Chance Green.
Thank you much. Thank you for having me.
You can find complete coverage of the political races regionally and statewide at wpr.org/election2024. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.